The E-Commerce Fuel Podcast is brought to you by OneClick Upsell from Zipify Apps. And I love OneClick Upsell because it offers an incredible amount of bang for the buck. If you get the app, it's simple enough and powerful enough that you can get it set up and get running in an hour or two, get those upsells in front of your customers. And in return, one in six of your customers are going to spend more with you because one in six people who are offered an upsell through OneClick Upsell actually take it. And that's money that just flows instantly without having to spend more on advertising, without having to go through painful, expensive, timely CRO processes. This is something you can set up and start seeing the fruits of right away. They've helped generate over $150 million in additional revenue for Shopify merchants just like you. So if that sounds interesting, you can learn more about OneClick Upsell and get started with them at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. The E-Commerce Fuel Podcast is sponsored by Klaviyo, the leading e-commerce marketing solution for email and SMS trusted by over 50,000 merchants. Why? Because they have a pretty amazing segmentation and customization engine built in to their marketing platform. It lets you send messages based on what your customers have done, what pages they've visited, how much they've spent with you, how much they're likely to spend with you over time with their very cool LTV prediction tool, what products they've purchased or haven't purchased. It's pretty incredible. And in a world where email inboxes are only getting more crowded, people are getting more ruthless, sending highly targeted messages is the only way you're going to be able to cut through the noise. And you can do that with Klaviyo. So if you want to make more money from your flows, from your efforts on email and SMS, check them out. You can start for free at klaviyo.com/ECF. That's klaviyo.com/ECF. Hey, it's Andrew here, and welcome to the E-Commerce Fuel Podcast, a show dedicated to helping seven-figure plus e-commerce brands build incredible businesses and amazing lives. And today on the show, definitely focused on the amazing lives part of that mission. We're going to be talking about how do you optimize your credit card spend and your business credit cards to be able to take off and jet set around the world in business class, in first class, or, you know, if you've got like three kids like me, probably in coach in the back, because I mean, let's be honest, it's one, first kid shouldn't fly in first class, in my opinion. I mean, they need to, is there any better way to ruin a kid than stick them in first class? No, then it's all downhill from there. Secondly, it's just prohibitively expensive, even if you use all of the amazing points that Alan is going to share. But I'm getting a little bit sidetracked here. We're talking about credit card hacking, travel hacking, and especially how to do that in the context of e-commerce. And Alan Walton is joining us. He is a longtime E-Commerce Fuel community member, fantastic guy. He is the owner of SpyGuy.com, which is a security product company he's run for years, as well as FlyGuyTravel.com. You see what he did there? Yeah, that's pretty clever. Which helps with giving advice and concierge booking service for people who want to make the most out of their airline and credit card points. So we dive into all of it. We dive into what cards to use, how to shop for flights, how to get flights that are, you know, the best bang for your buck when you're shopping with miles or with points, the whole gamut, if it's cover a lot of ground. So if you've got points, if you're interested in getting more of them, this is the episode for you, and hope you enjoy. Mr. Walton, so good to have you back on the show.
Back on the show? We haven't talked on here before.
You've been on the show before?
No, you and I have not talked on the show before.
You have never been on the podcast before?
I mean, now you kind of make me question this. I'm pretty sure that I haven't been on here. Yeah. No, I've been waiting for a long time. I've been listening forever. And it's kind of funny because we were just chatting before recording. But yeah, I've never been on here before.
Dude, that's crazy. Well, I apologize. You should have been on here years ago. And also, we were talking about foot and mouth disease, which you and I both have a gift for. And so another one up for Andrew here.
Hey, if you want to restart, we can. We can just
No. I think I need to own this. I need to make this known as my tenants. Well, good to have you on for the first time, and apologies for not having you on earlier. Yeah, I mean, you've been a core member of the community since the beginning. Yeah, so even more embarrassing, I haven't had you on. But we could talk about a ton of stuff. We could talk about SpyGuy, which is a very cool privacy and camera company that you have built, SpyGuy.com. But what you've kind of come to, you've grown this, not grown, you've built up this expertise and kind of reputation in the community for just knowing an insane amount, very well-deserved reputation for travel hacking and airline points and redeeming them well. And that's, I'm excited to dive in with you about that. Maybe to kick things off, so people get a sense of kind of what's possible. What's What's been one of your most amazing trips you've done on points, and how many points did it cost?
Okay, so I had to go back and look because I've been doing the points thing for roughly 6 years now. Not as long as some people, but you know, I never knew about this thing until I started the business. I feel like it's one of the like great secrets of entrepreneurship is that you get these points that you can spend on awesome travel. And so I always think about the first trip that I ever took. And I went from Los Angeles to Hong Kong using 55,000 American Airlines points. And I flew on Cathay Pacific, which is just a really nice airline based out of Hong Kong. And it was an amazing experience. And it just really opened my eyes as to what was possible. Just being able to fly for, I think it was $5.60 in fees. I've taken other trips since then too. So first class on Cathay, I've flown first class Japan Airlines. I've done Iberian, Lufthansa. Yeah, it's been great. I've been able to travel with my wife solo for business and then with my family too. We took my mom to Japan a couple of years ago and she'd never been outside of North America before. So it's been a lot of fun being able to play this game.
Is this primarily for, so if you think about who can actually invest the time and make this work, most people are going to know this, but you know, the big play is that you put a lot of your either inventory spend for your purchasing for your store, or your shipping and your digital advertising, you know, Facebook, Google ads, those kind of stuff, spend on your credit cards, and then you rack up points in really advantageous ways that way that you can redeem for travel. Are there other ways you can hack the system? Like, is that primarily who's going to benefit from the most of this, or are there other ways you can hack it as well? I know there's like, you know, there's some people will do like the card, you know, the sign up bonuses, and they'll go sign up for 20 credit cards. But that, and maybe that's a sub question. It seems like a lot of work. Or is the shipping, digital inventory the best way to do it?
Yeah, I think most people playing the points game actually aren't big spenders at all. They're just regular people with 9-to-5 jobs, or maybe they're people who are getting married and want to go on a nice honeymoon somewhere in the Caribbean, right? And so they sign up for these credit cards so that they get the big sign-up bonuses. They go on their trip, and then that's largely it. They'll do the credit card churning. So churning is where you sign up for the card, you get the bonus, cancel the card, and then wait, you know, 2 to 4 years or whatever. And then you can sign up for the card again and get that big sign-up bonus again. So they're really trying to play, they're min-maxing, right? They're playing the game as efficiently as they can because they don't really spend a whole lot of money on their cards. But people who listen to this podcast, so like e-commerce store owners, they're going to have the best time with this, right? Because they're already spending a lot. And they're spending a lot on stuff that with certain cards, you could just really rack up the points fast, like the Amex Gold card. You get 4 points for every dollar you spend on like Facebook ads, Google ads, Amazon ads, shipping, so postage. You're going to get 4 points on every dollar you spend on that. That adds up real fast. And so entrepreneurs, online entrepreneurs are going to be able to make the most of this.
So let's dive into the best credit cards in the market right now. And maybe we can take a couple different categories. If you're thinking about travel, so banking up miles or points for travel, what's the best, you know, few cards right now in the market?
So the Chase Inc. Preferred card, that's a business card, is going to be one of the pillars of this setup, right? And so Bill D'Alessandro actually touched on this with a podcast you did not too long ago about finance. And so the Chase Inc. Preferred, and then you have the Amex Business Gold card. Those are going to be the two powerhouses for e-commerce store owners because the Amazon Gold is going to give you 4 points on shipping and advertising. The Inc. Preferred card is going to give you 3 points for each dollar that you spend on there. And that is capped. So those are going to be capped at about $150,000 in spend per year. But you can sign up for those cards again. So you can actually cancel it and then sign back up. Or once you hit that cap, you can actually go to your banker. So you should have an Amex rep. You should have a Chase rep. You can go back to them and ask for a second card. And they'll give you a second card, ideally. Hopefully they will. They've been able to do it for me and a bunch of my friends and whatnot. And then you can just keep racking the points up. It's not like you have to switch cards or anything like that. Both of those cards also have record signup bonuses right now. So the Amex Gold card, I think if you go to the website, it's a 70,000 point signup bonus. And then they're doing targeted offers for up to 90,000 points for that Amex Gold business card. And then the Chase Inc. Preferred is at 100,000 signup. Or 100,000 points if you sign up for the card. And you only get those sign-up bonuses, by the way, if you do the minimum amount of spend on them. So it might say something like, you got to spend $4,000 in the first 3 months of having this card in order to get that sign-up bonus. So you really want to make sure that you do that.
Can you get, I mean, are you able to get a business class trip internationally for $75,000 to $100,000 in points?
Oh yeah, you can actually get a round trip business class ticket for that many points. So you kind of have to know the rules of the game and whatnot, but you can essentially take those points, like say you've got that Amex signup bonus and you have all these Amex points now, you can actually transfer them to other airlines. So like say you want to transfer from American Express to ANA, that's a Japan airline. You can then use those tickets to book a round trip business class flight for 90,000 points.
I feel like, obviously you're the expert here, and this is why we're talking to you versus me. I feel like whenever I have gone and tried to use points, and granted I'm on Delta, which I feel like they have a pretty crappy point system. You will know, be able to comment on it. But whenever in the past I have looked at trying to book business class flights, especially internationally, it's always like 190 or 250,000. And so that's, is that just because Delta is really bad, or is it because I'm trying to pick certain times and dates and it's better to, you need a little more, need to have a little more flexibility to get the business travel for the, you know, that point range?
Yeah, there are a couple of reasons behind that. Number one is that Delta is just not great. They do have some sweet spots, but in general, they're just like insanely overpriced. But there are different types of awards out there. And so if you were to do an award search on, say, like the United website, right? United Airlines, you could do an award search and it will show different types of tickets that are available. So there's going to be different types of awards available on the United website. And so let's say you want to fly in business class. There's something called Business Saver, and then there's another one called Everyday Business. And Everyday Business means that you can take your points and you could just get any flight that's on the entire list of options when you do a search. So like say you're going from Houston to Frankfurt or whatever, and you do a search. Well, you're always going to be able to buy a business class ticket, but you're going to have to buy a business class everyday ticket if you want to be really specific on the flight that you want. So like the date, the itinerary, everything. And so those are going to be the most expensive, the everyday awards. But if you could be a little bit flexible, so you could get a saver ticket, which is going to be substantially less. So the everyday ticket might be like 200,000 points. But if you do the business class saver ticket, that might be 65,000 points. And so a lot of people, they are booking the everyday tickets because they just want to have this particular flight. But if they're willing to just leave at a different hour or take a slightly different trip or maybe leave a day earlier, then you could get it at a fraction of the price.
Interesting. So when you talk about the points, you know, you're racking them up on the Amex card, you're racking them up on the Chase card, you're getting the multipliers based on what you're spending them on. Is the best way to use those? I mean, you can go through the Amex or the Chase portal. You can buy barbecue grills, all sorts of random stuff you don't need, and pretty horrible use of your points in terms of dollar, you know, value per points. Do you have to book through? You don't have to book through the Chase or the Amex portals, correct? Is the best way to do it to transfer those points out into frequent flyer mile programs and use them there?
You're typically going to get the best value if you transfer those Chase and Amex points out to one of the airline partners that they have. And so when you book with the travel portal, you're going to be getting a fixed value. So it's going to be priced relative to like the actual ticket that you'd be paying cash for. So it's going to fluctuate. Whereas if you transfer out to the airlines, then you're going to be playing by a totally different set of rules. You're going to be playing with their award chart and with their partners. And there's all sorts of arbitrage opportunities that show up because it gets really complex. But if you know the rules, then you can transfer out to these airlines and you can book these certain flights at substantially less than you would get by booking through the travel portal.
Who, and does Amex and Chase, will they let you transfer those points to pretty much any frequent flyer program, or are there only certain airlines you can transfer them to?
So Chase has 10 airline partners that you can transfer to, and Amex has 18. And there's some overlap, but not a lot. So like Flying Blue, which is Air France and KLM's program, that's available on both Chase and Amex as a transfer partner. Chase has Hyatt, Amex has Hilton and Marriott, Amex has Aeroplan, ANA, British Airways, a lot of different airlines that Chase doesn't necessarily have. And so the goal is to have some diversity. You don't want all your points in one program, because that really limits your options. And so by getting involved with Chase Amex, Citi thank you points, by opening accounts with these different players, it really opens up the opportunity to book really great travel.
What are Delta is horrific, as we've already gone over in terms of value and their points program for booking travel. What are a couple of the really good, you know, if someone wanted to just kind of simplify it and say, hey, what are the best programs for me to shop around it without spending insane amounts of time? What are the airlines I should transfer my points to just have the 80-20 of having the best program for my point value?
Yeah, by keeping programs in Chase and Amex, that you keep the flexibility, right? And so once you decide on a trip that you want to go on, you can go ahead and start looking for the best ways of doing that. Like, is this going to be available in Oneworld? Is this going to be available in Star Alliance? Go to the British Airways website, run some searches, find out if it's going to cost less to book that way than it would be to like fly on United. So for example, if you want to fly within the United States, transferring Amex points to British Airways is an amazing option because British Airways is a distance-based program, right? And so the further you fly, the more points you're going to pay. But if you're just flying regionally within the US, it's so inexpensive. So take your Amex points, throw them at British Airways, and oftentimes there's transfer bonuses. It's like you can move 1,000 points into British Airways from Amex, and they'll give you like 1,400 points, 1,400 Avios, which is British Airways currency. And then you can use those British Airways points to book on American Airlines. And it's going to cost you like half as much to use British Airways points than to actually use American Airlines' own currency. And so if you're flying locally or regionally, then British Airways might be a great option. But if you want to fly somewhere really far away, then you don't necessarily want to do that. If you want to fly to Asia, then you might want to move those points into All Nippon Airways or move them into Virgin Atlantic out of Amex. And then you can go to the Virgin Atlantic website and then book a ticket on ANA, which is going to be able to fly you to Tokyo out of the United States. And it's going to cost way less points than if you use something like British Airways.
Interesting. Okay, that makes total sense. So don't put all your points into one program. Keep them in the master mothership hub of Amex or Chase, and then just transfer as needed when you find the best partner for that specific flight. The hard way to do this is to go and go to all the different sites and you know, check for the reward tickets and things like that. Is there any kind of, has anyone created a search engine or some kind of tool or site where you say, hey, I want to go from Dallas to, let's say, Tokyo. I'm thinking about these dates roughly, and then you can punch it in. It will show you all the reward, how much it costs on an award basis across different airlines. Is there any hack or search engine or something that's consolidated these to shortcut it and make the work? Or do you just have to kind of just roll up your sleeves and dive in?
I really wish there was one website that you could go to. I'd love to build it. If anyone listening to this happens to know how to do this, please reach out. There are a few people that have tried to do stuff like this. One service that's out there is Expert Flyer. So this is a pretty popular way of trying to find award tickets and being alerted if there are seat upgrades. So maybe you bought something in economy and you want to be notified if a business class ticket becomes available that you can upgrade to. That is a great use case for using Expert Flyer. Not the greatest interface in the world, doesn't work with a lot of airlines. That's the main problem. These airlines don't like playing nice with each other. And so they make it really difficult to do stuff. It's not quite as bad as it used to be, but it can still be pretty difficult to find award availability. There's another website, I haven't looked too much into it, Juicy Miles. They are trying to solve this problem. However, it appears that they don't work with a lot of airlines. They miss a lot of award opportunities. It's really inconsistent. And so the best way to do this is, unfortunately, manually. You have to actually go to these websites, do searches, compare. So like maybe the British Airways website says there's no flight availability, but then you go to the Qantas website and then it says there is. Or you go to the American Airlines website and it says there is. All these websites have their weird little quirks. The airlines have their own little problems and they don't like communicating with the other airlines, like what tickets are available. And it just gets really, really difficult. And so that's where knowing all of the rules comes into play.
So you mentioned just there, British Airways, American Airlines, and Qantas. I'm guessing they're all part of some alliance or partnership, but they have different inventory. So let's say you might want to, you're on the British Airways, and you say, you know, you're trying to book a flight from, I don't know, let's say Sydney to Taipei. It says it does not exist, but then if you go to Qantas, it'll say it does. Is that what you're talking about? Like sometimes there's just the information isn't accurately represented across the partnerships?
Yeah, exactly. Or it might be the other way. Like British might say there is something and then Qantas says there isn't. Or like the British one, it'll say there's something there and then you try to actually book it on the website and then just doesn't work. I guess they call that phantom award space. I haven't seen it as bad lately. Like sometimes I'll do searches and it's coming up with all sorts of great award tickets and none of them actually end up being real. And so that really is pretty demoralizing. Additionally, a lot of the airlines, they block award space so that you have to use their currency. So British Airways, you might want to use your British Airways points to book on American Airlines. You can go to the American Airlines website and it'll say, we have all of this availability, but you can only use your American Airlines points. They're not going to let you book with Avios. And so that's one of the ways that they don't quite play nice. And one of the reasons you have to like cross-reference between multiple websites to find out what's really available and at what price.
So I'm guessing that booking business travel or first-class travel, anything other than coach, you know, like up further up in the cabin, is going to be the best use of your points on a dollar basis to get the most bang for your buck. Any tips for getting the best value out of booking your business travel or first-class travel? Like if you're, it could be certain airlines that are the best to book for. It could be certain places to go or times of year during the week. Any additional tips apart from just shopping around to get the best deal out of your, the best kind of bang for the buck out of miles?
Yeah. So there are a couple things to think about here. So the first is that kind of what I touched on earlier in regards to the everyday awards versus the saver awards, right? And so you're always going to save a lot of points if you book a saver ticket instead of an everyday award. You're also going to save a lot of points if you don't use the travel portal. Now, that isn't always true, but the vast majority of the time, it is true. Especially pre-COVID, that was definitely true. But now that airline tickets have really plummeted in price, sometimes you actually pay less in points if you go to the travel portal. But it didn't used to be that way prior to COVID, at least not in my experience. There are all sorts of interesting ways of booking tickets. So these award tickets that open up, basically the airlines, a lot of these airlines put these seats up for grabs like almost a year prior to the flight actually taking off. And so if you're interested in booking something really far in advance, then like 330 days is the number that is typically thrown around. Like you can book a flight 330 days in advance. And so you might want to start there. Or if you're open to last minute tickets, that I've done that a lot where I search for months to find a particular ticket to get to this city or like take this flight. And nothing is available until maybe the week that the flight is going off. And then suddenly there's like 8 business class seats available. And so last minute trips are a great way of doing it. Other weird little things about business class, there are programs that offer random discounts. So like Flying Blue, like every month they come out with a new offer essentially. And it could be up to 50% off of business class trips. Some of these programs, they roll out their own specials. So I was trying to find a couple of good deals that have happened somewhat recently to show you kind of what's possible. And so if you don't mind, I'm going to give you an example of a business class trip to Spain out of the United States. And so I think it was last summer. So kind of peak COVID. Well, not peak, but peak at
pretty,
the time,
pretty
I
peak.
Guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Iberian was doing a special. So 34,000 Avios for a round trip business class trip to Spain. Okay, that's really good. That's round trip business to Spain. Usually it costs like way more than that just for a one-way ticket. 34,000 Avios. Avios you can get by transferring American Express points. And so you could transfer 34,000 American Express points for 34,000 Avios. However, a lot of times there are 30% or 40% transfer bonuses. And so if you were to do that, you would only need 24,286 Amex points. Transfer that, you're going to end up with 34,000 Avios and you can book that ticket.
Wow. Two questions.
Well, hold on. I'm not even done yet. This is where it gets really good.
You're just getting in the role of, okay, sorry. I'll step back.
No, you're good. 24,000 Amex points. Well, let's just round it up a little. It's 24,300 Amex. Well, how do you get those Amex points? You can use the Amex Gold card, which is going to give you 4 points for every dollar that you spend. So if you spend $6,072 on ads and shipping, which for a lot of listeners or a lot of e-commerce field members, like they're doing that like daily. Okay, spending $6,000. Spend $6,000 on your Facebook ads and your shipping. You just got a round trip business class ticket to Spain out of the United States. I mean, you're racking that up. You can rack up these points so quickly and just take these amazing trips. And it's not even just the flight, right? Like we've only been talking about the flights. It's about what you're doing there, right? You're in a totally different location, totally different environment, a different culture, new experiences. we've only been talking about flights, but like some of the stuff that you do once you're there is actually like way better than the flight, right? So I've done scuba certification. I've gotten to go see bands that I love that don't even come to the United States, fly over to Europe and watch them there.
Now, are you saying with all of these things, are you saying you pay with like the scuba and the bands with points too, or just you just get to do those while you're over there?
Oh, no. You do that while you're over there, right? The highlight of the trip is not the flight. The flight is just a really great way of getting over there. The experience that you have from travel are just outstanding. And so there are a lot of people listening. They're not playing this game at all. They're just using like a cash back card, or they're using a debit card, and they're not playing this game. And they could just be having these like really amazing experiences by just changing what credit card they use. It's really amazing.
Hey, Andrew here with a little aside. If you're listening, you're obviously interested in e-commerce. And so I want to make sure you know about our private community for 7- and 8-figure e-commerce brands at E-Commerce Fuel. And the secret sauce, like you might guess, is it's limited to people who own stores, who are in the trenches, practitioners doing this stuff. It's a very curated community, which has three big benefits. First, it means everyone inside can help get fast, on-point answers to your most important questions. If you're trying to decide if SMS is a tool worth rolling out, if you just got suspended on Amazon, if you're trying to hire a director of e-commerce, these are all things that either people have experience with or have gone through in the forums. And if you post and ask questions, you'll get answers within hours, sometimes even minutes, as well as being able to tap into close to a decade of archive discussions. So you get a lot of insights, fast answers to pressing questions. You get to plug into an amazing network of over 1,100 experienced e-commerce entrepreneurs. So you can reach out to people if you're in e-commerce fuel. Our members are incredibly giving and generous. And so if you want to reach out to someone with expertise, oftentimes we'd be happy to share what they know. If you're, you know, traveling, hopefully when traveling is a common thing again, a lot of our members would hit in the city, you know, DC, Dallas, Sydney, Australia, you know, London, wherever it is, and be able to have someone on the ground you can connect with or maybe grab a beer with. It's an amazing network. And then finally, we've got a huge user-generated review library with over 10,000 reviews on agencies, software, e-commerce software that you can tap into to avoid costly hiring and software mistakes. Nothing is worse than spending 3 months with an agency to onboard only to find out that a bunch of people already tried them and they were horrible, and they wasted a bunch of your money and your life. So those are the kind of things you can avoid tapping into the unbiased reviews and experiences of our members with our software directory. So if any of this sounds interesting to you, you should join us at ecommercefuel.com. You can learn more. You can apply for membership there. We also have a 5x ROI guarantee. If you own a 7- or 8-figure brand and your membership fees for our community don't pay for themselves at least 5 times over the course of the first year, we'll refund it completely as well as send you $1,000 just for the wasted time. So ecommercefuel.com, check it out. We'd love to have you apply and potentially join the community. All right, back to the discussion. So you mentioned transfer bonuses. So how did those work? Is that where if you're on, well, let's use Amex, Amex will say, hey, this month we're running a transfer bonus to, you know, let's say Qantas. And if however many points you transfer over, we'll add 30%. Is that just something that like American Express or Chase does on a regular basis in conjunction with partnership with the airlines to try to get you to move your points over to them?
Yeah. American Express is really good about transfer bonuses, I've noticed. So they have a lot of different partners, right? They have a few hotel chains and then something like 18 different airlines that you can transfer points to. And I've seen transfer bonuses ranging from a 10% bonus up to like a 50. I'm not sure that I've seen 50, up to 40% for sure. Move those Amex points to Aeroplan or Flying Blue, British Airways, Virgin Atlantic. I've seen there's currently transfer bonuses for Marriott, Hilton, I think Life Miles as well. They typically show up several times a year. And other times there's some programs that like they'll just go years with nothing and then just randomly show up with like a 20% bonus, like ANA.
One site that I saw when I was kind of reading through some of your past threads, flightsfrom.com. This was a super cool website because there's a lot of times when I'm thinking what flights I've kind of have historically lived in places with smaller airports or at least not major airports. And I've always wondered like, what are the direct flights from here? Because, you know, if you want to do a quick trip somewhere and sometimes like they'll change seasonally. So that I've never seen that before, but flightsfrom.com, you just type in an airport code. It will tell you all the direct flights from that airport, which I thought was really cool.
So let's say I want to fly out of DFW to Frankfurt, right? Let's say that that's a route that I could take. I'd want to go ahead and key in DFW. I'd look on the map and it'll show me what flights are available to Frankfurt. And it might say it's Lufthansa, right? Well, how can I book that Lufthansa flight? The best way would just be to use United points. And you can transfer Chase points to United, right? And so transfer my Chase points to United. Well, first I would go to the United website. And then I do a search and I check to see if something was actually available. And if there is a flight available that is purchasable with points, then I'll go to the Chase website, I'll transfer them over to United, and then I can book that Lufthansa flight using my United points. But yeah, those two websites are really fantastic for finding positioning flights. So like if you're up in Montana and there's just no airport out there that'll get you where you want to go, that's okay, because then you can find out what's the nearest airport that gets you where you want to go.
And pretty safe to say that as long as everyone's in a single alliance or airlines are in an alliance, you could book on one airline for maybe a flight that another airline, you know, is the carrier for, but you could book it through the partner's airline loyalty program. Is that pretty universal?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm sure there's a few cases where that's not entirely the case, but yeah, you can use, let's say you have a bunch of Chase points and you're trying to get to France. You might actually be best off transferring those points to Flying Blue, which is the Air France program, but they might not actually be an Air France flight. It could be a Delta flight, and you'd be flying Delta all the way to France using Air France points that you got from spending on your Chase card.
What about airline lounges? Like for a while, there was different cars that would let you in, but then sometimes it was only like on the carrier. Like I had a Delta American Express card for a while that would only let me into, you know, when I was flying on Delta. It was all this, you know, it's been a while since then, but it was always kind of a hassle. What's the best way if people want to get into airline lounges now, the easiest, most convenient way to do it? I guess if you're flying, you know, business or first, you can get into some of those just by default with your ticket. But if people aren't flying that, what's the next best membership or option with cards or just memberships or anything?
The next best option would be the Amex Centurion lounges. And you get access to those lounges by having an Amex Platinum card. So they have a business platinum and then they have a personal platinum as well. And these lounges are just awesome. They're opening up more and more. I love flying out of DFW and hanging out at the Amex lounge, even if I have a business or first class ticket out of there, because they're just really nice. And they're opening up more and more across the US. They've even done a few international ones lately. Like a couple of years ago, they opened up one in Hong Kong, which is nice. That's just the easiest way of getting into a lounge if you don't have a business or first class ticket. Additionally, one of the perks is that they're partnered with Priority Pass lounges. And so if you don't have a Centurion lounge, then you can get access to one of those other lounges. And they have like thousands of locations. They have thousands of locations, if I'm not mistaken.
And then for the Platinum card, what is the membership fee for that, for the Amex Platinum?
Right now, I think it's $595. And I think I saw a rumor the other day. Maybe they actually already did it, right before we started recording. I think they're about to up it to $695. And so it keeps going up in price, but they keep adding a lot of different perks and stuff to it. Like right now, they're running a promotion where you can get a $30 PayPal credit every month. And so just pay for something that's 30 bucks on PayPal, and then Amex will reimburse you. So that's kind of cool, I guess. And they also have other stuff like Uber credits and travel credits. So like $200 travel credit that you can use on things like baggage fees and whatnot.
And is the Amex Platinum, you said the Chase Inc. was one of the two you recommended at the top. Was it the Amex Platinum, the other one that you recommended, that gives you the really good kind of multiplier on ad and shipping spend, or was that a different Amex card?
That's the Amex Gold card. And so that'll give you 4X. Yeah, the Amex Platinum business card is kind of interesting right now because they're offering 5X points on a bunch of different categories like shipping, advertising, gas, I think some other things too. But that's only up to like $16,000 in spend. So it's not a lot. The Platinum card's not a great points generating card. It's a great travel card so that you can have access to lounges and then concierge if you're into that sort of thing. So like if you're trying to get access somewhere or just need help with anything, they'll help you out. But the Amex Platinum card also gives you 1.5 points every time you make a single purchase of $5,000 or more. So if you have a bunch of spend that isn't getting a multiplier, then you could put on the Platinum and instead of getting 1 point for every dollar, you'd be getting 1.5 if that transaction is over $5,000.
Interesting. Good to know. Where's the best place? Like, so much changes. There's a lot going on, lots of moving pieces, lots of complexity, which is great because it means there's opportunity for people who are willing to wade into it, but also hard to keep up on. Where are the places you go to keep up on this? Like two or three top sites that you go to read and kind of stay abreast of everything?
I go to a few different places. When I was first starting out, I spent a lot of time on Reddit trying to understand the points game. Also, Flyer Talk. So on Reddit, there are a couple of subreddits there that are interesting. So there's award travel, so r/award travel, and then r/churning. So that's if you're interested in the whole credit card churning game, getting the sign-up bonuses and whatnot, because you're not spending enough otherwise to be able to take advantage of some of this. There's 1 mile at a time. That guy's huge. He's got a massive blog, and he comes out with a lot of articles about flights that he's taken. It's like business class and first class reviews, hotel reviews, program changes. This stuff changes a lot, and he's like one of the most well-known guys. There's also the points guy, which like Red Ventures bought this company. So it's not actually like one guy running it. It's like dozens and dozens of writers. It's like a big business. They make a lot of money running these travel websites. They cover a lot of the day-to-day stuff, but both of those guys have a lot of noise. So there's a lot of content that they put out that just doesn't really matter. So I also look to Doctor of Credit is a great one. If you want to understand more about how credit works and other offers that are cropping up, changes to programs, Upgraded Points is one that I like looking at just to find out like what are some good opportunities to use these points on this particular airline. They have articles on a lot of different stuff.
So Alan, you obviously know a ton about this, have been in the weeds, cut your teeth on it, and insane amount of knowledge. And you are starting, or have started rather, flyguytravel.com, play on the spy guy business you already have, but for point redemption and helping people kind of navigate this maze of getting the most bang for their travel bucks. Talk a little bit about it. What are you offering people, and who are you a fit for?
Entrepreneurs. I'm an entrepreneur. I love entrepreneurs. They do such cool stuff. They're really interesting people. And the thing about entrepreneurs is they're also spending a lot of money, which makes this game a whole lot easier. So there are a lot of people that play this game that are just looking to do a honeymoon, and that's really it. But I love helping entrepreneurs because I know what they go through. They want to travel to conferences around the world. They want to take their families out on nice trips. They want to reward their parents. They want to thank their parents for like just raising them, or like send them on a trip to Italy for their anniversary. And I think that's really cool. They're really cool people, and I want to serve them essentially. And so as people have come to me for points advice via the forums or text message or Instagram or something like that, because they see a trip that I'm on and want to know how to do that. So I started Fly Guy Travel as a service to help entrepreneurs just book epic travel. And it's a really hard game to play. The rules are changing all the time. And I want to help people make the right decisions on what cards they can be using and give them ideas on how they can travel, and then actually do that booking for them so that they can focus on the stuff that they like doing, because the points game can be really tedious, but the rewards are great. So I'm just trying to give them the rewards part of things.
That's great. So could someone come for you, for example, how it would work? Could somebody come to you and say, hey, I've got a bunch of points in my Amex account. I'd like to go to Italy roughly, you know, sometime in this month, or this, here's my window. Can you do the research and book the flight for me and just kind of figure out the best way to do it for bang for the buck, for the value? And then you just kind of take it from there.
Yeah, it's a couple of different things. I think one of the main things that we offer is just like the initial credit card optimization, like the setup. Because I talk to so many people that are just using cashback, or they're using one single card, like a Citi Advantage card. A lot of people have this card and they're just putting everything on it. And having everything in American Airlines is just like not a great decision. And so just making sure that you're using the right credit cards to begin with, is that's going to take you the bulk of the way, right? And then actually booking the ticket can be difficult. I mean, we've already gone over all the different ways that you can search for bookings, make bookings, what it's going to cost you. The price just varies depending on how you do things. We'll do that whole booking for you. So sign up for one of the tiers and tell us what you want to do. Tell us what points you've got. We want to manage all of that. And if you don't even know where you want to go and you just say, hey, these points are burning a hole in my pocket, I haven't traveled for the last year because I've been on lockdown, but now I'm ready, we could give you ideas on where to go and what you could be doing. And you don't have to have anything planned. Just let us know and we can offer up those suggestions and tell you the exact way that you should go about booking these things.
Love the idea, Alan, for Fly Guy. And you've got a special offer for ECF podcast listeners, right?
They can head over to flyguytravel.com/ECF. So a special e-commerce fuel landing page. We've got a 80-20 guide for e-commerce entrepreneurs so that you can get off on the right foot, pick the right credit cards, put the right spend on them, and then tell you exactly which loyalty programs that you should go ahead and sign up for so that when the time comes, you can go ahead and make the booking for an awesome trip. Also, we're going to have a special discount offer on one of the memberships. And so a membership will give you credit card optimization set up and then several bookings that you can use throughout the year. So when you're ready to take that trip, just let us know and we'll make that booking for you.
Check it out and get in touch with Alan and his team if that sounds interesting. Alan, you up for wrapping this up with a lightning round to cap off the episode?
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. Favorite piece of e-commerce tech?
Got to go Shopify. Before Shopify, I was using Yahoo Store and it was just not great. And what they've done just to change e-commerce over the last decade has been amazing. But outside of that, because that's a really obvious one, I like Stamped for reviews. The developers are really awesome. It's a great product. And I heard they just got acquired, which is pretty cool. But I've just always had a great experience with the people over there.
Yeah, Stamped.io. Great. What was the worst part about the winter blizzard that you guys had in Dallas?
Our power went out like around 1 a.m. It woke up my kid, which as you know, that's not great. But we made it through the night and the power didn't come on the entire next day. So we packed up the car and we went to my in-laws who somehow never lost power the whole time. So we stayed there for like 4 days or something like that and came back to, I had a busted water pipe in the garage that was spraying all over my breaker box. Fortunately.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, it was not super cool, but we got it fixed. Home Depot was sold out of everything I needed, but fortunately I had a friend that had the parts. And so we were able to move back in, but it was a few days just, up at my in-laws place.
Oh man. What's one of the fondest memories you have from your childhood?
Ooh, yeah, this is a hard one because I find that as I get older, it's just way harder to remember specific instances of things. Like it's just kind of all jumbles. And if I really want to remember stuff, I need to like sit down and think about it, right? I don't think about the past a lot maybe, but I always get, random flashes of like being at a museum with my grandpa. He died like a long time ago, almost 20 years ago. Going to Barnes & Noble and getting the newest Animorph book because they came out with a new book every month. Him taking me to computer classes or spending the night and I'd play Age of Empires 2 all night. Yeah, I just love thinking about that. I had a great childhood. Yeah, just thinking about that makes me feel pretty great.
What's as long as we're kind of in the deep side of the questions here, what was a major seminal moment or period in your life that helped shape you into who you are today?
Ooh, yeah. I think about academic decathlon a lot. So it was this thing I did in high school where basically there's 10 subjects, right? Decathlon, but it's academic. And so they cover a lot of different things like history, science, art, music. The team's made of 9 people. You got 3 A students, B students, C students. I was a C student. I had like a 2.7 GPA. I hated school, bad grades, just didn't have a whole lot of friends, but my English teacher recruited me. And so suddenly I was doing this thing, ACTEC, and I was on a team with like 3 people, I believe, who were in the top 10 of my class, right? Of like 500 people. And we ended up going to state competition. I got medals in 3 subjects and I had the highest music score in the entire country. I missed 1 question out of 50. And it was hard. It was really difficult. And it just taught me that like I had the ability to learn and actually that I wasn't dumb like my grades suggested.
That's awesome. Sounds like it. You said 3 A, B, and C, they'd have really good students and average students and kind of like C students.
Exactly.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Okay. So the A students that I was on the team with, I mean, they had like 4 whatever GPAs and went on to Vanderbilt and Rice University and Stanford. And I ended up getting a job at like Micro Center like the next year because I didn't go to college or anything.
Got it. And then finally, who's the most interesting person you've met as a part of ECF? Again, you've been awesome community member for so long and met so many different people. So who stands out in your mind as someone you've just, really interesting or enjoyed spending time with?
All right. First, you said I've been a member for a long time and I got to get this out there because I think you might find it interesting. I looked and the only 2 people on the forum that I can find that signed up before me are Bill D'Alessandro and you.
It's like I said, you've been a member for a long time. That's
2013.
Crazy.
Yeah, 2013, man. Yeah, I've started following you around. It was just a blog, right? I think.
And yeah, no, I blogged for a year. For the first year, did nothing but blogged and just connected with people. And then I started the community and the podcast about the same time.
Cool, man. Yeah, it's been fun. I'm glad you did this whole thing. There's been a lot of really cool people that I met through e-commerce fuel. I think I'm going to say, I can't believe I got to pick one. I'm going to go with Eric Banholz because I remember meeting him back in when I started Spy Guy. So 2014, just picked up on a lot of stuff from him over the years. He's a really cool entrepreneur. He always provides like a different viewpoint than what I think is like obvious. So like we'll look at the same thing and see totally different things. And so it just makes me think differently. He's got a great mentality. He's got style. He's a cool dude. He's a lot of fun to be around. And I've enjoyed hanging out with him over the years.
Standout guy. Banholz is, fantastic choice. Well, thank you, man. Love. I mean, before we even recorded, we ended up spending like 35 minutes just talking about all sorts of random stuff. It's so good to catch up with you. It's good to dive deep on travel and excited for flyguytravel.com. So again, if you've got points, ton of them, and you want to ease the pain of redeeming them well, or if you don't have a ton and you want to make sure they go as far as possible, flyguytravel.com, check it out and let Alan help you get those booked up for some good experiences. So thank you for coming on. My apologies for, man, you just drove the knife in a little bit deeper. I love like we started with me being like, welcome back to the show. And you're like, what are you talking about? I've never been on the show. And then you end it with like, I was the third member in ECF and you still haven't had me up. So just twisting the knife.
Hey man, I'm sitting on the sideline. I'm on the bench and just waiting for coach to tell me to get in. So.
Oh man, total oversight on my side. So we could have had you on here 5 years ago and talk about any number of things. But yeah, so good having you on and good catching up, sir. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks so much for listening. And the fact that you made it to the end of the episode tells me you're probably someone interested in this stuff and might be a really good fit for the e-commerce fuel community. Our community is the world's largest group of 7- and 8-figure e-commerce store owners and offers a value pack form, dynamic live events, and much more. If that sounds interesting at all, you should learn about membership and how to apply at ecommercefuel.com. Big thank you to our two sponsors. Supercharge your email marketing efforts with Klaviyo, the world's best email and SMS marketing engine at klaviyo.com/ECF. And also one-click upsell from Zipify Apps, where you can rapidly increase your average order value by offering powerful targeted upsells. You can get started with them at ecommercefuel.com/upsell. Finally, thanks to Sherelle Torricampo for helping produce the show. Work hard, adventure often. I'm looking forward to seeing you again next Friday.
This is the ASY Radio Network live from New York.